Hey everyone, and welcome to the ninth episode of the Think the Phoenicians podcast. I'm here with Phoebe and my sister. We are so sorry we didn't get this episode out last week. We kind of need to get back on schedule, so be on the lookout for our next episode next week. We are also sorry we did not get our sister podcast out and running yet. It'll be for sure this Saturday when we release it, so please be on the lookout for that. If you have liked listening to this podcast and want to give us a follow on Instagram, just go look it up. And please give us a review so we can know what we need to work on and what we are doing right.
We have some news. I am leaving this podcast.
I'm sad. I'm gonna cry. We kind of have decided this because we kind of want her to work on the other podcast.
The sister podcast.
So she can get this the other podcast up and running. This is our plan. I'll find a co-host, maybe two, and whenever he or she can't do it, Phoebe will be my co-host for that episode. It's basically the same with the other podcast. She will be my co-host one more time after this, so we can do a special episode next time.
Okay. So, anyways, today we will be talking about our top 10 lands. So let's get started.
Number 10, New Orleans Square. This is one of my favorite lands, obviously. It's made it on the top 10 list. New Orleans Square.
I love New Orleans Square.
It's got some of my favorite attractions, Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion. So it's perfect. New Orleans Square is based off of New Orleans, Louisiana. So they had the Pirates of the Caribbean right in it because pirates were such a big thing back then when New Orleans Square is actually based. Also, there were tons of mansions back there, so why not put the Haunted Mansion there? This was the last land Walt personally worked on, before he unexpectedly died, of lung cancer. What do you have to say on this land?
I love this land, honestly. It's a classic.
Yeah, it's not entirely big, but
it's not. Yeah, it's not exactly big, but it's actually a really fun land.
And it's just,
yeah.
Yeah. So New Orleans Square is located in Disneyland. They have Liberty Square, located in Walt Disney World, but it's not the exact same. Yeah. Anyways, let's move on.
Number 9, Canada.
So why did you pick this as your number 9?
Well, I think it's really cool how, like, they put different countries
throughout Epcot.
Just so you can, like, kind of get a feel of how, like, different countries, like, their culture and how they work. But it's just really cool. And I remember, like, I, like, always love watching the show there and stuff. So that's why I love Canada so much.
So, like Phoebe said, this is located in Epcot. It is a really cool country. This is probably one of my favorite countries if I had to pick one. But yeah, it's located in Epcot. Our next one, number 8, is also located in Epcot. It is Future World. Future World is like the space in an invention. There's tons of things. They've got like Soarin', they've got Mission to Space. They've got Spaceship Earth that goes through all the, like, Spaceship Earth, which our podcast is named after, is one, it's just, like, it goes from, like, what things were back then, like,
yeah,
to what things could be in the future. So yeah, it's kind of doing the past and present, and somewhere in the middle you meet in the, past and future, and somewhere in the middle you meet in the present.
Yeah. And even after the ride, it's really cool. Like, you have, like, these pictures, and it's really cool, like, how they just, like, I don't know.
Just the technology that, yeah, that Imagineers have used. I just love Future World. It's one of my favorite lands in Epcot. So you've got Future World East and Future World West. It's now going to be split up. I think they're going to do different things, like Future World Water or something, or Future World Land or something, then so we'll just see how that is.
Yeah. Number 7 is China. So one reason why I picked this is because I don't know, it's just really cool to like watch and see like how their culture works. But also, like, I remember, like, the past two times I've been to Disney World, we, like, did these, like, little, they're, like, these little bear things. You have to get these, like...
It was the first time we did a bear thing. It was the second time we did, like, the
card
postcards.
Thing. Yeah, the postcards.
So,
thing.
These are called KidCots, and you go throughout all the lands in Epcot. Not Future World, like all the countries, and you get a little stamp and or something depending on what it is.
And I remember somebody drawing a panda for me, and then I like watched her, and I when I brought it home, I would like draw little pandas. So
yeah, it's also cool. Located in China, they have this pavilion specifically for Shanghai Disneyland. I don't know if this is here anymore. It was when we went last time. They had this little pavilion that was full of Shanghai Disneyland, what the lands were there. It's just cool to see that, like, a different culture. I love the countries because you can see different cultures. It's not like they've got people from the actual lands working there. They're not like just the Americans in China. No, they're actual Chinese people, which,
mm-hmm, which is
really cool to see the traditions of them. I mean, I would love to go to China. I know my cousin, Ava, has been to China, and she said it was really cool to see all the different cultures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this next one is located in, so China is located in Epcot. So these past three were all located in Epcot. This one is located in Animal Kingdom. It is Asia. So they've got different things. So they've got Asia and Africa. We're hoping, wink, wink, Imagineers will make Dinoland USA into South America and do an Indiana Jones ride instead of dinosaur. Please, Imagineers, we would love if that could happen. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Anyways, Asia, it's kind of like China and Canada. You see the different cultures in there, and you go on Expedition Everest. It looks like it's from Asia, like you're actually in Asia.
Yeah.
It's not really like cool. You don't look like you're in Florida. You look like you're in Asia. You've got, like, the different the papered banners that they have.
Yeah.
You've got the mountain of Mount Everest in the background. You are frightened to death. Mount Everest is actually a really cool line. They've got artifacts about the Yeti and all that. It's just, I love Asia.
Yeah, it's a fun world.
Yeah, land. It's a fun land. Okay. Phoebe, will you do the honor of number 5?
Yes, number 5, Tomorrowland. So one reason why I love Tomorrowland is because it has one of my favorite rides in it, Space Mountain, but it also has like Buzz Lightyear, I think.
Yeah, it's got Buzz Lightyear.
Does it have what's the
Carousel of Progress?
Yeah, has that in it, right? And I love, like, all those rides, but it's really cool because, like what it's going to be in the future, like.
Yeah, this is another thing. Walt Disney always wanted to have a land of future. Mm-hmm. He wanted to make up what he believed the future was going to be about, where we could all go to space. We could all just go to space whenever we want, kind of like going on an airplane. He thought, like, just all these cool things, and it's an immersive land.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel like you're gonna go, like, you're at a spaceport on Earth, like, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you go to the different places, so, like, Space Mountain, you go through that, and you go on a rocket into space.
Does that have Star Tours?
That is in, Disneyland, Star Tours is. But still,
yes, and the trash cans are even kind of like Gary and
spacey, cool, and
Oh, I love that.
I love Space Mountain. One of my favorite attractions. Yes. I like the Disneyland one better, but that's just me personally. So, number four. Another one located in both Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World is Adventureland. Yeah, it is, Phoebe. She's like nodding no. No. Okay, whatever. You can think whatever you want. Adventureland. So, there's a little there's some changes between both of them. At Disney World, this is actually the location of Pirates, is in Adventureland. They also have Swiss Family Treehouse in Disney World, but at Disneyland, they do not. They've got Aladdin's Magic Carpets at Disneyland. I mean, Disney World. It's like a Dumbo type ride. You go around spinning on a magic carpet. I love Adventureland. It's one of my favorite lands. This is the second on my list, even though it's the fourth on this, but it's the second on my list. Stay tuned to what my first is. Adventureland is just so immersive. You feel like you're in a jungle. You're going through the jungle. Like we talked on the last episode about Jungle Cruise, that is just an immersive ride. And then you've got like Tarzan's Treehouse, or also known as a Swiss Family Treehouse, where you are like, you see all these different things of you're walking in a treehouse. Like,
yeah.
I've always wanted to live in a treehouse, like, so big, like Tarzan's Treehouse or a Swiss Family Robinson treehouse. Like, go watch the movie of Swiss Family Robinson, and you will see the treehouse they made. It is so cool.
Yeah.
I want to live there.
I love Adventureland as well. Anyway, so number three, Fantasyland. I love Fantasyland, because it's just really, I don't know, it has like, doesn't have the storybook. Doesn't have the storybook. Canal boats. Oh my gosh. I remember going on that my first time. Oh my gosh, I loved it. And like they made all these little tiny things like out of Legos, out of all these things. And it has Small World in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love Small World. It's a classic.
Fantasyland, it's just the land full of all of Walt Disney's first movies. Pinocchio, Dumbo, Bambi, Snow White.
Right, yeah.
All those. Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, it's just a very, like, classic land.
It's like the land, like, I know you technically don't see it when you walk in because of the castle, but if there was no castle, that's the land you would see first when you're walking down Main Street is Fantasyland.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see Adventureland or Tomorrowland. Fantasyland is a cute, quaint land. It's so...
Yeah.
It's just like, little kids love it. And I love to see little kids just so happy. Like, they're so excited to go on Dumbo, to ride Dumbo, even though it just goes around a bunch of times. It's so cool. In Disney World, they have this thing called New Fantasyland. They took out Mickey's Toontown, located there, and they added a new Fantasyland, and they got, like, Beauty and the Beast, whole land, based off of Beauty and the Beast. They've got Beast's Castle, they've got, Belle's House, and they've got just, like, Gaston's Tavern.
It's really cool.
It's just really cool. I love Fantasyland. I don't know about you. I mean, you're the one that picked this, so I'm guessing you love it so much.
Yes, I love that as well.
Okay, number two, Toy Story Land. So, Toy Story Land is a really cool land. We've talked about this many times, so you're probably going to get bored. But you're about to hear the biggest explanation of Toy Story Land. It's located only in Disney World in Hollywood Studios. I mean, they've got other Toy Story Lands located throughout the world, but if you live here in America, you can only, and you don't want to fly across the world, you can only find it in Walt Disney World, not in Disneyland. I kind of wish it was in Disneyland, but yeah, we'll see what happens. Toy Story Land. So, imagine this. You are the size of a Green Army man. You are walking through Andy's backyard and mm-hmm. going on all these different rides. The toys created themselves. Toy Story Mania. The story behind Toy Story Mania is this. Andy got a new game set for his birthday. When it was time for him to go down for dinner, the toys came out, wanted to build it, and they are inviting all of you to go to go play it. So this is actually located in Andy's house. If going through the line, you will end up in Andy's bedroom. And mm-hmm. oh my gosh.
It's really cool.
That is so cool. You are so tiny. There's just like, they've got like a bed that's like painted onto the wall. It's just really cool. Like mm-hmm. It's like what a toy would be like.
Yeah. It has like Slinky Dog Dash, Aliens, Whirling Saucers, Toy Story Mania, all those rides. And the bathrooms, it actually has little like cuties on the wall. Because like cuties, it's gross. But then also like the toys, like if you've ever played the game Cuties, where you like make your own little cutie
monster. And yeah. Anyways. Also, they have this... they have like this quick meal service. It's called Woody's Lunchbox. Okay, you go up to there. It's an actual size lunchbox if you were a toy. You see a big, like the Baybel cheeses. It's like the size of your head. Well, it's bigger than that. It's like huge compared to you. And you're like, wow, I feel like I'm an actual toy. I'm walking through this world that feels like an actual toy. Also, you can see what Andy's footprints on the ground. That was really cool. If you know what I mean.
It's really cool.
But I just think it's really cool. Okay.
Yeah, I do too.
For number one, drum roll, please. Actually, don't do a drum roll. We're not doing, I mean, you can do it at home, but we're not going to do one. Because it's probably really loud.
So number one, Pandora, the World of Avatar.
Okay, imagine this.
Okay, it is so cool. Honestly, at night, it's glowing everywhere, and there's these, like, little, like, lands that are just, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just so cool. It's, like, glowing at night. You have to go at night. And it has my favorite ride in it, which is Avatar Flight of Passage. And it also has, Navi River, which is also really cool. But I just really love that land. It is just so immersive. And there's this little stand that, like, has this, like, kind of drink with bobas in it. And it's just, like, it's, like, green. So it's, like, seems kind of different. But it's, like, really, it's good. And I just love this land, honestly. Do you have any?
This land is awesome. We will include a picture of the bioluminescence part of it.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay.
My gosh. So good. Just go.
It's got two different rides in it. One's mediocre. The other is the most amazingest ride I've ever been on. I've never been. This is why it's not located on it. Galaxy's Edge. I've never been. I need to go. It is a really cool land I've heard of. But this ride is one of my favorite rides throughout the whole land. Uh-huh. I don't know, but you said this is your favorite ride, but
yeah.
I just love Animal Kingdom. It's like my favorite park.
It's really cool. Honestly. And if you're there right now, lucky. But anyway, I just love that. So,
Phoebe, as the last thing, I'm going to ask you what your favorite park is.
I honestly really like Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom.
So it used to be Magic Kingdom because it has my favorite ride in there. Splash Mountain. Animal Kingdom, my favorite land now. It's literally my favorite land now.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom is really up there, honestly. I just love it.
Do you have anything to talk about before you leave the podcast?
I don't know. I don't think I do. Honestly.
Well, we're excited to see this other podcast grow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you will have fun doing it.
Mm-hmm. Remember to always thank the Phoenicians.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, also remember, Phoebe's going to be on one last episode. So if you really want to hear her, just listen to the last episode, okay?
Bye.
Bye.